Drops of Perfume in the Sea of Noises, written September 7th to September 8th, 2006. Everywhere you turn, you are surrounded, surrounded in the throb of life's noises. There is hardly a place where you are free, away not only from struggles of life, but also from the useless sounds of day, or from the useless frettings of night's sill. Your being, like a raft, rises and falls, struck from all sides in the sea of noises. It seems there is no horizon, no end, no respite from the pollution of sounds, mountainous waves of every description. The summits of far-off sanctuaries are no longer sanctuaries for you. Still caves are hard to find or dangerous. The reed-fringed pool in desert oasis, sheltered from both sandstorms and visitors, is now a thing of the past, and no more. O quiet, O peace, O tranquility, where have you fled to, or were you all killed? Even in a secret underground room, the restless hissing of blood in your ears, a mere footstep or rustle of paper, the constant babble of your train of thought, restless as termites tearing down forests, all guarantee that you will have no peace. Everything is irreversibly drowned, consumed, silenced, overpowered, altered by the sea of noises, unceasing scourge. So today, since there is nowhere to flee, you live daily under occupation, trying to survive without a refuge, learning to live with constant disturbance. In such a world, even children's voices, shrill and earnest, scald and corrode the soul. Since there are rarely birds to listen to, the air is controlled by electrical noise, mechanical birdsong all the day long, whether or not you want to follow it. Soon, this noise world no longer affects you. In time, you will become a part of it. Thus, it goes on for a very long time. Sometimes, in the middle of the ocean, you can find floating a lone speck of oil, far from the land, absolutely alone, carrying no proof of its origin and no sign of where it will go to next. Briefly, it shimmers on the ocean's skin, and then it is passed by, not seen again. However, the impression it leaves you is beautiful, far beyond its small size. So it is, too, in this chaotic world, you can find such ambassadors of calm, drops of perfume in the sea of noises. How beautiful, on a busy main street, is the fleeting fragrance of fine perfume. The smell evokes people and memories, happy moments from the past, kind faces. So, too, when noise's tyranny ceases, if only for a moment, brief seconds, and all is still, like the open ocean 2 days after the last gale departed, drops of sound perfume will have their effect. In the context of surprising stillness, those few drops alone command attention. They purify all entering the ears, and, restoring sound to its rightful place, bring peace, order, and balance to your soul.